We're joined today for a kōrero by Arihia Bennett, who is the chair of the Royal Commission's Ministerial Advisory Group on the government's response to the terrorist attack on the Ototahi mosques. 28 people from very diverse backgrounds across the country were selected. And of course, Arihia is well positioned there, living and raising her whānau in Ototahi. The sadness of the situation of a couple of years back, you know, will never escape us. But where to from here is a very important consideration. And yesterday, the Rōpū held its first real get-together, and I thank Arihia for joining us for a kōrero about that. Today, Arihia, tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe, Dale.
It's good to talk with you again. Firstly, when you're appointed chair, how did you feel about a situation in trying to help guide us and people affected by the sadness of the mosque shootings forward? Did you see that as something of a privilege? And I mentioned that you're an integral part of Ototahi, so it's very much in your patch and in your hood. So how did you feel about the appointment to head the Rōpū going forward, Arihia?
Well, it was sort of a mixture of emotions, Dale. It was an extraordinary opportunity, and still quite emotional across not only Ototahi but across Aotearoa New Zealand, and to be asked to chair this amazing, eclectic, broad, inclusive group of talented people. It certainly is going to call on all of my experience and knowledge, and also compassion, working alongside our whānau across our many ethnicities to support this kaupapa going forward.
You're sort of flying the flag for us. I'm looking at the list of names, and it seems like people from all over the place. I do know Bernie, of course. Him and I have worked together for ages. But Māori representation on what's a big rōpū is not thin on the ground, but, you know, as understandably perhaps, you know, it features people from many different parts of the world. Can you tell us about that, how tangata whenua are involved, and how proud we should be of that, but also about yesterday's meeting and how that went out of here?
Of course. At yesterday's meeting, Dale, one of the core fundamentals or the principles that I was sharing with the Rōpū is that as we move forward in, first of all, binding ourselves together as a working collective, and then looking at the huge work plan that we have working across supporting and advising the many ministries that are going to come up with work that is involving creating a social cohesion and an inclusive society through our minister, our coordinating minister, Andrew Dittle. One of the foundations that I did put forward is that everything must be anchored in te tiriti. And I wasn't talking about the principles, I'm talking about the articles and demonstrating actions that we will be looking for or advising upon coming out of those government departments. And so as a broad collective with so many ethnicities, so many faiths, beliefs, etc., and cultures, the first step before we even get out of the starting blocks is to understand, acknowledge, and to weave through that this will be a treaty-based approach. So I hear what you're saying in terms of numbers, in terms of Māori, but I think I come with a really solid perspective right on my frontal lobe and over, and you'll be familiar with this too, and many Māori, that as we move forward, we want to ensure that our partnering relationship has really, really been demonstrated. And what a fantastic group of talented people in our Rōpū who have got a really, have got an openness and a willingness to actually come from that place as well. So that's how I'm setting out. Yes, you're right, it was our first meeting yesterday. And we are in that stage of forming and want to get into the work and the activities. And, of course, we'll want to actually turn the work into action and demonstrating those outcomes as well.
I'm pleased you touched on the Treaty Arihia because, you know, there's an assumption that it's important to us and to Tauhiwi, but for many of these people, I'm acknowledging a lot of newcomers to our land, but I bet there's a whole lot of smart people there involved, and they too would have recognised what an important role the treaty plays in the way we roll as a nation. And was there any opposition to what you proposed when you said, look, I think that every move we make should be guided by the treaty? Was there any dissent to that idea?
Absolutely not. In fact, from the small group activities, it came from our people in our Rōpū as well. So there is, and if we think about it, we've got many ethnicities and cultures in our group, and a lot of our people are Indigenous persons from their countries. They know they've chosen to come and be a part of our country, and some of them have been here for many, many generations. And so they know that to be able to step forward and create and to really make change and structural change, cultural change, and change in practice, that we need to be anchored and first of all address where we're coming from a treaty point of view.
And with that sound footing, it makes the goals ahead and the work ahead perhaps a clearer pathway. I'm pleased that you have met because, as I say, the Rōpū was put together some time ago. The logistics of meeting Kānohi ki te Kānohi is probably more than most people would realise. What about that sort of manaakitanga and our taha Māori ways? Were they evident as well in the formal welcomes yesterday?
Yes, the formal welcome I would have dearly loved to have had on a marae yesterday, and we undertook whakatau. We're in Whanganui Atara, and part of that binding ourselves together, I will see that we begin to demonstrate our values of manaaki, rangatiratanga, kaitiakitanga, and we probably will be moving in that way. And also, the Rōpū, this has come out of one of the 44 recommendations, and it has only been pulled together within the past month, so we've had to move very quickly. Minister Andrew Little wants this our kapuia, our advisory group, to be up and running quickly, and so we're actually going to be moving forward opportunities to meet a lot closer than what we had originally planned, so we can actually begin to bind ourselves, get an understanding of what our core values are going to be, what is going to underpin us, such as the treaty, and learn to actually figure out how this will drive forward the basis of all of the things that we have to do in implementing our kaupapa alongside those 44 recommendations. So, yeah, we're out of the starting block, and we've got a lot of miri-miri, a lot of work to do to actually keep pulling ourselves together because, you know, we want the richness of truth, honest debate. We want challenge coming forward. This is not a vanilla makeup. This is actually a Rōpū where there are great emotions, sensitivities. And if we think about it, a number of Indigenous representations from around the country who are now calling Aotearoa New Zealand home, and therefore we have that responsibility as tangata whenua to embrace all of us who live in this country.